Hello again there, folks. So I just want to do a quick monologue on the fact that in Britain right now we've got a Tory leadership contest. We're going to have a new Prime Minister and nobody cares. Nobody is in the least bit interested in these candidates or what they've got to say, what they represent. Is there a sort of edgy populist amongst them? Nobody is in. Nobody is talking about it. I went in for a pint at the weekend with a mate, and we were talking about like Chernobyl and Game of Thrones, and there's nothing to talk about in politics in Britain because it's just nothing will change, regardless of who you vote in, and we see it in the reaction or non-reaction to this Tory leadership race. Where you're not seeing sort of live streams popping up and like big debates happening because people are invested in one candidate or the other. Nobody cares. Everybody is just indifferent to it. It doesn't make a blind bit of difference. And so the population, by and large, have just tuned out because what's the point? I think it was right when they forecasted that this would be the result of the population being ripped off over Brexit. That certainly plays a prominent role in this. But more than that, it's just the basic facts of it. Let's say, people don't talk about it anymore, but immigration is still running at between 300,000 and 500,000 new people into this country every year, year after year after year. And not one of these candidates is going to do anything about it, or probably even if they want to do, they couldn't. The same thing goes for Brexit, of course, which first they kicked into the long grass, and then it was kicked into a hedge, and then it's been kicked into a sort of deep, dark forest somewhere, just to be forgotten about. And all of this has an effect on the British population because they just seem sort of worn down with it. Whatever you say about the how things turned out with Trump, at least there still seems to be some action going on over in America, whether he was a shill or not, and that he's broken all of these promises. At least there's a kind of backlash to the fact that the Americans don't have control over their political system, and they are just being ignored and ripped off. In Britain, it's as if we've passed that stage now. And it's just this sort of calm acceptance that democracy is fundamentally a waste of time. And I'm not the biggest fan of democracy. I wouldn't mind if we had some sort of benign far-right dictatorship or some king which who was restoring the traditional order and propagating nationalism and patriotism, and I wouldn't mind if my vote was taken away. But the problem is, you're still left with the vote, but you're completely helpless to do anything about it. And the political elite are in the process of sort of erasing you and your identity from your own country. And there's nobody to vote for, there's nobody to get excited about. And you're exp the mainstream media, of course, tries to put it out as this kind of huge drama which is going to affect the nation and people, and obviously you're going to get these sort of golf club Tories who are invested in it and they're looking over the little details and what each of them has got to say. But for, I think by and large, people look are just bored to death of it because they know it doesn't matter. And in a way, Britain is in effect a land without politics. Which at the same time sort of stands on this pedestal as this great bastion of liberal democracy. But in actual fact, the one big decision that the British people have made over the last God knows how many years was completely ignored, and nobody in the candidacy for the Tory party is going to change anything, and everybody knows it, and everybody's just tuned out. It's really quite depressing to look at it like this. But like I say, nobody is having big debates. Nobody, Boris Johnson is supposed to be this sort of firebrand who speaks his mind and up triggers the shit libs. But what does he say? Something about Muslim women look like letterboxes in their burqas or whatever. And everybody thinks it's good that he doesn't apologize. For fuck's sake, is that the best we can wish for? Is that how pathetic this is? And then the rest of them, who knows? Who cares? Doesn't matter. It just does not matter at the end of the day. And I think it's why you'd think that the political class would be aware of this. You'd think they'd say, here, you know what, we've got like masses and masses of people who have just given up entirely on the political process. This is a bad situation. But no, they don't seem to care. If you don't want to engage, then fair, it doesn't matter, because the political elite are just going to shuffle each other around regardless. And the agenda, the 300,000 immigrants, just to pick an example, is going to happen regardless of who gets in. Everybody knows it. So everybody sits around in their towns and villages across Britain and just kind of waits for the diversity to come and swamp them. I mean, even if that was going to be the case, these Tories aren't even doing anything about the fact this nation is being strangled and throttled with political correctness and hate speech laws. That's not even on the agenda either. Nobody is promising to do a damn thing about any of this. Nobody, none of these Tory candidates are going to even tackle like the far left, hope not hate type, these NGOs who hunt people down, who have dissident ideas and thoughts and speech. None of them are going to do anything. And so this kind of sort of feeds back into the general population. And they think, you know, what's the fucking point? What's the point in any of it? And in fact, you'll get people sort of thinking Corbyn might be a bit okay just because he is kind of an outsider. I'm not particularly impressed with that argument either, but I can at least see the reasoning behind it. What you get with the Tories is nothing but shit. You get the neoliberal kind of hyper-capitalism fuck you attitude, where they are just all for big business, but then at the same time you still get all of the shit that the left has to offer. I mean, at least with Jeremy Corbyn, you're going to get to trigger the elites and the bankers and the money merchants. The Tories just offer nothing. But of course, the golf course Tories, they're terrified that Corbyn will get in, and because you know he's a socialist and stuff. But is it any wonder that he's doing that well when the political process is just so boring, and nothing you do, no matter how you vote, matters? You'd think this would be a crisis for a country which is so proud of being the oldest liberal democracy or whatever they call it, but they don't care. They don't care whatsoever. Just a random moan there, folks. I'll catch you later.